A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Your home for the best coverage of the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies.
Y'all ready?
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery.
It's our show, all right?
On 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Unrivaled continues, 97.5, 1280 The Zone, The Zone Sports Network. Powered by KSL Sports, we are at the Wasatch Front Kia, right here in Ogden. 770 West Riverdale Road here in Ogden. The deals are going on. People are wandering through this parking lot. This is great. You're walking through the lot here, and there's a ton of sales stuff. And people are just wandering through. They're opening the doors up, taking a look. That's what you got to do. Come down and take a look at a car. And this is a good weekend to do it. They're giving away a Traeger grill today. They're giving away what are all the things?
So you got a smoker.
Smoker today.
Actually today.
Uh-huh.
You got Garth Brooks tickets tomorrow.
Garth Brooks tickets tomorrow.
You got the Yeti cooler on Saturday.
Yeti.
And on Monday, the big screen.
Big screen TV.
Yeah.
So come down, check them out here at Wasatch Front. Kia, Kia, Kia. You've heard the ads. Now come. The Memorial Day tent sale. The tent sale.
4 days, today through Monday.
Right. The tents go up and the prices go down, so take advantage. Got some sodas for the kids. Got all sorts of fun things going on. All right. Scott, Zion Williamson, did you see this? He's actually cleared to return.
Finally.
Yeah.
I mean, what was wrong with it?
Now, I don't know if you know this, Scott. The NBA season's not actually going on right now. So
right.
He's cleared to return for next season.
Is this like Donovan Mitchell? It's like he's with the Jazz through the summer.
Now it got updated. He's committed to the team through this next season.
This
apparently.
Is who? Donovan?
Donovan, yeah.
Oh, there's an update.
But he's under contract.
Yeah.
He's under contract.
See, that's a message to me. Like that's a message to say, all right, things better change.
Why are we talking about it?
Or yeah. I'm gonna. That's a message.
You got 3 years on your deal still, and you're going, I'm committed to this team for 5 minutes. Come on. But that's interesting, though, right?
Well, it's encouraging, for sure.
I told you, if you're going to have somebody come and be the face of your team, you want it to be Donovan Mitchell. And it's not any knock on Rudy, but I'm not even choosing like between Rudy and Donovan. I'm just saying that is there a world where they can all stay? I don't know. I hope so.
Well, I brought it up yesterday. It's like, you know, these are two really good players. They're both unique players, and I think it's the people around them, and I think the Jazz thought they had the right places, the pieces, but they didn't. So get some different pieces.
All right, here we go, Scott.
Pieces is pieces.
Here's the thing I wanted to bring up here. I've got this. What is going on here? I've got some audio coming out of the old computer here. I'm trying to get through a show, computer. Can I do this? Lane Kiffin has said that college football is basically a pro sport and needs to be treated as such. I don't think any of us are arguing with that, right? Like, I don't look at it and say these are professional athletes, but I certainly don't look at them and say they're amateurs. I just think that they are guys that are getting NIL deals, and one thing that they're trying to figure out is, here's the problem. Here's what Lane Kiffin said. The thing that seems simple is that there should be a cap. How are we not a professional sport? What is the difference? Players are making money. They can opt into free agency. We're a professional sport, and they're professional players, contracted employees without contracts. They can get out. They can get out whatever they want. But let's be realistic. In professional sports, if you are the agent of a player and the player can opt into free agency and come back to wherever they want after testing the waters, who says, no, I'm not going to do that unless there's a penalty? So if the penalty is you cap it, if the penalty is you actually make it to where they don't, they can't be a part of making as much money, I just don't know. And I think you've said it to me before, Scott. It's like, how can you put a cap on these guys' name, image, and
I actually think it's a dumb idea. And I don't think they're like a professional sport. Okay, so professional sports, all the revenue is driven from television and ticket sales. Okay? So these players, they're not getting paid through the revenue that comes through television deals and ticket sales. That's evenly spread across the conference. Now, if they decide to become employees and they become a union but there's certain ways and laws and structure of how your relationship is with your employer. And I don't know all the details of that and how that looks legally, but. To incorporate yourself as a union and to do all those things, that takes a totally different deal. And then they become an employee of the university. So then the university basically is going to negotiate with them what their value is. And the NIL, see, to me, I think a better way to look at it is you look at these players as independent contractors. And there's kind of no limit as to who they are and what they are. And they just kind of go out on their own. The problem that everybody's running into right now is they're trying to work the system to create NIL money, and it's basically legal by what they've done with these collectives and all these different things that are out there. And the universities are not supposed to have any involvement with it. There's no way that the universities don't know about collectives, they don't know about their boosters, they don't know how, because I guarantee you there's some communication somewhere. Look, I know BYU did this right with Built Bar, but Built Bar had to have contact with the university to do this. Now, if you talk to Kalani, Kalani says, I don't know if this is a year-to-year deal or right. If this is a long-term thing. I guarantee you he's had conversations that he'll probably never admit to, or should he, they're saying, look, you know, we'd like to come and do this deal, and how do we do it? And they had to know about it.
There's still a lot of scrutiny on that deal, right? I mean,
yeah. there
people still wonder if in this Wild West, if what BYU did, the kind of the whole team approach to it by a donor, by a company, paying for the walk-ons.
I mean, probably kicked off a whole response. I mean, because it was kind of the first out of the box, and all of a sudden people go, wait a minute, you can do that? Well, shoot, let's look at all the different creative ways we can pay these players. We can entice them to come here. Yeah.
The thing is that, like, I know people kind of do the whole, well, if you're not cheating, you ain't trying. But what it is like, if you're not trying to go up to the very edge, then you're definitely not trying. BYU is already at a disadvantage, right? This is not a place that recruits the same way that other places recruit. It's a different place. So they have to find advantages in other different places. They have to be better in different areas. And one of those areas they got to be better than other people is, can we be a little bit more creative? Can we offer a little bit something more? And they're never going to compete with the talent version of what Alabama or any of these SEC teams have, or the NIL version of what these SEC teams have.
Giving walk-ons money is not going to help BYU win football games.
You know, I get
it's,
that.
It's not going to
But it is just, enticing for Well, I guess, yeah. I guess drawing in the best talent, that's not necessarily the way to do it. It does make you look big time, though. All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back. We've got more to go. We're at the Wasatch Front Kia here at Riverdale Road in Ogden. The deals are amazing.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.